the question was asked about separate buses. Is that something that's recommended? So, in general, any level where a person separates between the genders can be a positive thing if done correctly. So if a person tells me, is there a problem sitting next to a girl on a bus? Well, it depends. If you notice that she's a girl, if that's something which is a person is in focus in his mind, so then he shouldn't sit next to a girl. If he's sitting on the bus and he's not thinking about who's sitting next to him, so he could sit on the bus even if a girl sits next to him. That's not a problem. If you're going on a bus in Harnof or in Nash Arm, in places where it's not acceptable that boys sit next to girls, so then even if you say that to me, it makes no difference if it's a boy or a girl, so then nonetheless, you should respect the fact that over there, the accepted custom is that men sit next to men and women sit next to women. About separations on a bus. So there are places where they put up a mechitza on a bus. Well, in the aisle, in many buses, there's only room for one person to walk. And if two people are going to walk, they're going to be in very, very close contact with one another, even through a curtain. Well, that is prohibited. So that's why I don't admire people who go on a bus which has a mechitza, which has a curtain going down the middle, because what ends up happening is that men and women are smushing against one another in the middle of that aisle, trying to get by because you can't really see who's on the other side of the mechitza. So when I go down places with such a mechitza, I put my knapsack sideways and I ensure that no one can pass when I'm going through. So I don't want to be brushing in close proximity with someone of the opposite gender. By the way, I do the same thing if I'm on a bus and it's a crowded bus. So I put the knapsack in between me and the next guy so that there's a separation. If someone's leaning, they shouldn't be leaning on me. They should be leaning on my knapsack. At the same time, today they started these things with buses which are segregated. You have women sitting in the back and men sitting in the front. In theory, fine. I've been on buses where it was very uncomfortable. The women were dressed in ways that I felt like there was nowhere I could put my eyes. There was nowhere modest for me. You don't know where should I leave my eyes. What am I supposed to do? So I understand, theoretically in a Gemara, right? Sometimes you're so tired, you know you're not learning. So theoretically, I understand that it's a positive thing if they have this capacity that women get on the bus in the back and they go sit in the back and men sit in the front. But like everything, we have to see that it's done in a proper way, that you don't have situations where pregnant women are left standing because, God forbid, they should sit closer to the front. At the end of the day, a pregnant woman has to sit down, and it's very, very important. And if people think they're being so pious by not letting them sit down because there has to be a segregated bus, then they have their priorities messed up. Is it a level that's nice? Is it positive that you have this segregation? Fine, it's nice, it's positive. Is it necessary? No. Is it positive? Yes. You following what I'm saying? There's this balance, there's this understanding that at the end of the day, we live in a generation where women are dressed, even those women that are supposed to be dressed modestly, are very often dressed in ways that it's not so feasible for a man to be standing surrounded by women and for him to be looking at any modest place. So that's why I think in light of the fact that that's the situation we're living in, that's why, although previous generations would even sit on a bus next to a girl, rabbis didn't see any problem with that. They'd go on crowded subways, and they had no problem with it. But
choice in the subway.
Right. And that's why I began with the realization that technically, halachically, so long as that's not on your mind, so long as to your mind there's no difference if there's a man or a woman sitting next to you, you're not thinking about that, then that's okay. It's not my own invention. That's a Tshuva in the Igros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein writes that. But nonetheless, there is room for this added stringency that some have introduced for women to be in one section of the bus and men to be in the other. And the logic behind it is that today the dress has become it's problematic. Even in the circles that are supposed to be tzanua, very often you find yourself in situations that are uncomfortable. And this allows a person to be to allow that added level of, let's say, comfort or halachic comfort, but it's not a necessity. Halachically, everyone knows that everyone uses buses that are not separate, and there's no problem with it. A person should be a modest person in the way he dresses and the way he behaves. It's not necessary, but I think that so long as there isn't a mechitza, there isn't an actual cloth that has the problems I mentioned earlier, I think nonetheless it should be viewed in a positive light.
What about when the bus stops and the bus stuff.